We have selected three letters from the evening news for this edition of Chatterbox. The first comes from Sally Ann Dawes in Munsley. She blames careless visitors to Norfolk for the rise in virus cases. I am in many ways glad the festive season is over, especially to see the back of the visitors from outside of our county, who I blame for the spread of the virus in an area which had had very low rates in the first lockdown. Where I live in Munsley and along the coast, we had people coming up from London and the Midlands just to have fish and chips or to look at the sea, and many did not adhere to the social distancing, etc. There's been a steady influx of new homeowners, not local, coming to buy second homes, and like Devon and Cornwall, many areas will become like ghost towns during the off-season. The only people who have profited are the estate agents.
Pat Abendroth from Holt notes the plight of full-time carers during lockdown has not been given adequate publicity. I am an avid reader of the local paper and follow the news daily. During these very difficult times, I have often heard of the hardship for parents with school children at home, workers on furlough, businesses struggling, elderly people and many more struggling that people are struggling with. However, I would like to bring to you and your readers attention to the plight of full-time carers. My husband, Paul, has Parkinson's and dementia. I am his full-time carer. Lockdown has closed our lifeline to our dementia support group, Holt Poppy Cafe, plus the sitter service it offers. Due to this fabulous group of volunteers, I enjoy 2 hours off each Tuesday and Wednesday and 2 hours every other Thursday. A carer's job is 24/7. No time off, no sick pay, and now the only support is over a phone. No one is allowed in the house or garden. A phone call cannot be private due to the constant presence of my husband. The deterioration in my husband is palpable due to lack of interaction with other people and will not return. I'm not writing this letter for sympathy, but to hopefully bring to your readers' attention the isolation this situation brings to we carers.
There were several letters following an article in the evening news bemoaning the decline in quality of BBC Radio Norfolk. One of these came from Dick Melton of Butterfield Rise in Hunstanton. I could not agree more with David Bunting, Radio Norfolk Not What It Was, on January the 11th. Radio Norfolk has really gone downhill over the last 15 years. I know some have passed away, like Roy Waller and Ray Luce, the gardener, a real old Norfolk boy from Snettisham. I remember when Wally had a Sunday morning breakfast show. And who can forget Skip, who knew Norfolk like the back of his hand. And now Cardboard Skews has retired. His show on a Sunday evening was the best with great music. Unfortunately, this has all gone now, but us boys will still have all the memories and we can still keep up with Skip in the paper on Saturday. Chatterbox also continues to read Keith Skipper's pieces, but we do not have any in this week's Chatterbox. So now, back to the news.